Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in our series in Psalm 119. We'll be looking at verses 49 to 56. We'll be looking at remembering the Word, reviving by the Word, rejection of the Word, reasoning in the Word, and rejoicing because of the Word. Have your Bible ready if you can. I'm reading in Psalm 119, beginning at verse 49. David said, "Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts." Let's pray. Lord, today as we begin this program, we would pray that above all, that Christ might be glorified through this time together. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
If I must be poor to know thy riches, dear Lord, take everything. If I must be blind to see the light, let my eyes be. If I must suffer in anguish to show men thy great consolation, if it takes all of this, let thy grace be sufficient. Thy grace be sufficient for me, and whatever may come, let thy will be done, let thy grace be sufficient for me. If friends must despise me for wearing thy name, let me faithful be. If I must lay aside my dreams to follow thee, let me not go astray. If my cross seems too heavy, please let me see more of thy glory. If it takes all of this, let thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me, and whatever may come, let thy will be done, let thy grace be sufficient for me. If I must live and die a lonely life, just to know thee more fully. If I must lose my life and all I have, just to find rest in thee, let me realize my treasure lies in showing the world more of Jesus. take all of this, but thy grace is sufficient for me.
Verse number 49, Psalmist said, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Remember the word of God. To remember something is to bring it to mind. And the psalmist, obviously, all the way through this chapter, is referring to the word of God and thinking on it. The word "remember" is in the Bible 148 times. And what the psalmist wants to do here is to think about the things that are in the Word of God, because he says it is the Word that has caused me to hope. The word "hope" is in the Bible 129 times, and it is in the Psalms 22 times. Remember, bring to mind the Word of God. Then we have reviving. The word "revive" means to quicken or to spring to life. He says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me," has allowed me to spring to life. Few people in this world face the trials that Job faced, and we read back in Job chapter 6 and verse number 10, it says, "Then should I have comfort," he said, "for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One." David was facing a lot of trials as he wrote this chapter, and he says in verse 78, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant." In Psalm 119, he refers to the word as strengthening, as bringing life and hope, as being upheld by the word. He stands in awe of the word. He rejoices in the word. He asks for understanding in the word, and he asks for deliverance according to the word. He said, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." And then we see rejection of the word. To reject is to spurn a person's affections. To reject is the feeling that a person or a thing is beneath consideration. And there were those who, there are those who do that today. And referring to them, the psalmist said, "The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake or reject the law of God." Well, in all of this, in verse number 54, we have rejoicing, which is a positive emotional response amid all the troubles and the temptations. He says in verse 54, "Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law." And finally, reasoning. To reason is to have an argument to support a belief. The psalmist knew what he believed, and he said, "This I had because I kept thy precepts." That word "precepts" is in Psalm 119, 21 times. Precepts refers to God's detailed instructions. And so all of the rejoicing and the winning of the battles that went on here in Psalm 119 was a byproduct, and the reason for his rejoicing was because of what he believed.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through cry, be thou, dear Savior.